The Count is On, Registration Part 2, and A Pig by Any Other Name is Still a Pig. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, making college accessible, affordable, and achievable. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. When pitchers report for high school baseball in the spring, their activity will be metered differently as the MHSAA's representative council adopted pitch count limitations at its fall meeting last week to be in line with new national playing rules. Previously, a pitcher had an out limit, regardless of the number of pitches thrown, then a break was required before pitching again. Under the new limitations, a pitcher has a daily maximum of 105 pitches, and 3 days of rest are required anytime a pitcher goes over 75 pitches. 2 days are required for between 51 and 75 pitches, and 26 to 50 pitches requires 1 day of rest. The new limitations fit in just right nationally, according to MHSAA Assistant Director Mark Ewell.
Hopefully this will bring a more balanced approach to pitchers in not only their in-season work, but also encourage a better preparation on the season.
And there are some nuances to get familiar with to get everyone on the same page.
The whole rule is geared toward the health and safety of our athletes, but there are certainly some tracking and enforcement nuances with a pitch count rule that are going to be a little more complicated than when it was with the old 30-out rule.
Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to Adrian Madison freshman bowler Isabel Young, who captured top individual honors last week at the Wildcat Blastoff Tournament on Saturday, her first high school bowling competition. And to Detroit East Angle Sierra Mahomes, who scored 34 points to lead her team to a 50-31 victory over Detroit Cody. Prime your body with a pre-exercise snack. If it's been more than 3 hours since your last meal, having a pre-exercise snack will likely help you have a better workout. Make it something small that's easy to digest. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Hi, my name's Dan Skuda, professional football player and Michigan native. Being born and raised in Michigan, I want to see all Michigan students succeed. Paying for college can be a barrier. That's why I've teamed up with My Student Aid to help tackle the cost of college. My Student Aid helps students and families in Michigan with affording college, with scholarships, grants, and also college savings programs. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid. Together, we can help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable.
Our weekly Be the Referee segment takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
Today we're going to build on last week's segment, which dealt with how a person becomes an MHSAA registered official. Once a person completes the first step in the process, passing the basic officiating exam through the MHSAA office, the next step is to get that person connected with a local officials association that specializes in that sport across our state. These local associations are the ones that do the training, whether it's on the court, on the field, or video training, to get that person interested, for example, in basketball, completely immersed in the rules, mechanics, and coverages of what it takes to become a good basketball official.
Thanks, Mark. There's help wanted. Just whistle. Go online now to MHSAA.com to be a referee. The double talk of shoe companies and other promoters trying to conduct their so-called national high school championships never ceases to amaze me. Case in point now are the cross-country postseason runs that take place in November and December. For the most part, some are over-glorified all-comers meets, and that's okay. My own son ran in one just for fun in the Foot Locker series while he was in high school. But one company says its team meet is not a national high school team championship, even though it has the word Nationals in the event title. And then it swooshes down on anyone trying to enter a team not made up of kids from one school. Well, you can't have it both ways, and Michigan schools know the limitations they've placed on themselves in that regard. But it doesn't necessarily stop overzealous parents and coaches from trying to find a way to get around the rule their own school board adopted last summer when they joined the association. So to those companies who can't own up to what they're trying to create, and to those attracted to them like insects to a flame, a pig by any other name, no matter how much lipstick you put on it, is still a pig. National championships have no place in high school sports. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.